We are looking at lockdown and the effects it's had on the lives of blind and partially sighted people across the globe. Now, today we are chatting with Amar Latif. He's the owner and founder of the company Travel Eyes, and I'm sure many of us will have seen Amar in various TV programs as well. Amar, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Well, let's start first of all, Amar, with coronavirus, because it really hit home very personally for you.
I was filming between January and March down in London, and I remember in about March time, I remember, I was lying in bed and had aches and pains, which is just like a cold, and that bit was fine. But then, when you get up to go to the bathroom or head up to the kitchen to get something, you're feeling breathless, you're short of breath, and that is very, very scary because you just don't know whether, you're going to make it or not. And, it's a very scary time.
Were you kept in hospital?
Yes, I was in hospital for a week, when my cousin called me and she goes, Amar, you sound really confused, so call 111. Anyway, I reluctantly called 111. They sent out an ambulance. They checked my temperature and it was 40 degrees. My oxygen levels were low as well. And I remember sitting in the ambulance thinking, I've never been in an ambulance before. So I was quite excited about that. But at the same time, trying to breathe. And when I got to hospital, they did a test on me. And after 3 days, we got the results and it was positive. A scary experience. They moved me to the COVID-19 ward. Imagine, so it's a room with 5 beds and they lock the door. So you basically can't leave this room, and they've got one commode that you use. So there's no toilet facilities other than that. And there was noises everywhere. There was beeps going off. There's lots of different nurses coming in, and when you can't see, it's hard to make eye contact. And when you're struggling to breathe, you can't project your voice. So it was very, very scary.
But good news in the end, you did recover and you got back home. Did it take a while though to get your strength back?
It was a slow process, but I was so happy when I got back. These days, I appreciate so much, when I wake up that I can breathe, that I can walk somewhere without getting breathless, and that I'm alive. I really thought my number was up. I realized that, when I was lying in the hospital bed, that the distance between living and dying is just that one breath. And, it's given me even more of a new perspective on life.
You're back to full fitness, I think we could probably fair to say, Amar.
Absolutely.
But there's still, all these other challenges and barriers that lockdown has thrown up, not just for everyone in general, but if you're blind or partially sighted, that there's more challenges around work or shopping or exercise or your mental health as well.
Absolutely. And I found that it's so important to go out. And when you hear people talking about, oh, I went out to the park, I went and did this, so I've not got a guide dog, I've got a cane. And Alan, it can be quite difficult, like when you're walking about, you feel every lamppost and bin in town, and now you've got to keep your distance from people as well. So I got really frustrated thinking, right, I do want to go out, I do want to get the fresh air, how can I do this? So I FaceTimed and video WhatsApped my friends, and some of them said, right, okay, I'll happily go around the block. And one of my friends, Natalie, said, actually, if you want to go to the woods, I'll be happy to guide you. So about 5 minutes from my house is the woods. I've never been there before, so I put on this video call and she's guiding me, like I'm pointing the camera left and right, no traffic, on you go. So we get to the woods, and then it was the most incredible experience. Me as a blind person just walking through these woods that I've never been through, and it's got little paths are going off in different directions. Natalie's describing everything, and she's like telling me that there's bluebells on the right. If you lean down, yeah, a bit more, right? That's bluebells. Smell daffodils, and she's describing the green foliage, and it just felt like I was walking through the jungle. It felt like I was a blind adventurer. And it was just amazing.
It sounds really surreal because, social distancing, immediately you think of the challenges there because if you're a cane user or a guide dog owner, you can't really social distance, so that can affect your independent mobility. But here you are using, an iPhone or it's a smart device and you're out on your own going through the woods.
Absolutely. And the weird thing was that people kept approaching me. When you see a blind man with a cane coming towards you, do you need help? Do you want to take my arm? I'm like, Actually, it's social distancing, you know, maybe we shouldn't do this. But I said, like, my friends on the phone, and they just couldn't understand how I was getting on. They just thought I was mad talking to myself with my AirPod in my ear. And Natalie was dangling on my phone on a lanyard. And it was just incredible. And then last week, I pushed it to the next level. So these woods end up in open fields. So beautiful, beautiful green open fields. And I said, Natalie, I fancy a run. And she goes, let's do it. So off I went. I was actually jogging in the woods by myself, navigating myself around these little people sat having picnics and beer and stuff. And they're probably thinking, oh my God, there's a blind madman on the loose.
Running around.
But Alan, it just felt so incredible. It's been 25 years since I've been blind, and I've never done that since, you know, when I was in my teens and I could see. I used to ride my bike. I remember I started to get tunnel vision, and then I crashed into a skip and somersaulted and landed in the rubbish. And basically, those were the end of the days. But here, it's just opened up a new world. I know I run Travelize, I know I travel the world, I know I go on all kinds of adventures, but this was such a new adventure. And even although it was local, it just felt so incredible.
Somewhere local that was initially so far, far away.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. I can't believe, like, you know, that it's possible. It was incredible.
You mentioned Travelize, your company where you take groups of people on holiday, blind, partially sighted, and sighted people all over the world. That's obviously had a big impact right now.
Absolutely. You know, travel industry in general has been hit very, very hard. And then within that, we're a niche. So, you know, if you're blind or sighted, you don't need to know anybody. You come on our trips, and each day we partner a different sighted person with a different blind person. You know, in return for guiding and describing, you know, the sighted person goes for a reduction in price. Now, with social distancing, you know, that's not going to be possible at all, you know, like, you know, holding on to strangers. And so at the moment, you know, we've cancelled all of our trips this year. And we've offered a credit to our customers, or, you know, full money back. And we hope to be back taking people on adventures from next year.
Fingers crossed, because it's a fantastic way to travel the world in a group, and you know everyone learns from each other. People who are sighted learn from those who have visual impairments, and you know the people who are blind or partially sighted get that really important visual input of what's around them from the other guys.
And when they're stood at a beautiful vista and they're having to describe it to their blind partner, they really are engaging with what's in front of them. So it really makes them see the world instead of, you know, just walking around, taking a quick Instagram shot and moving on. And our VI travelers absolutely love it, like you said. And the other program that we've now got is international schools, where we take international sighted students on these trips. And it gives our blind travelers something to give back, because when the students are guiding them, they're actually helping them to develop their confidence and improve their English. So it's kind of like a win-win situation as you travel and see the world.
Indeed. And before we finish, Amar, I think I just want to mention, well, you've been on various different TV programs, all sorts of topics, not just travel, but you are going to be back on the screens again very, very soon in what some might think is a bit of an unusual environment.
I am doing something absolutely ridiculous. Never thought I could do it, but I can't say too much. But I will be on MasterChef.
Wow.
So that's, yeah, exactly. If anybody knows me, they are gonna be thinking, what? But I can't say too much. But you know, it'll be on round about the summertime, July.
Your fellow chefers, were they quite surprised? Would we know who they were?
Well, the lineup's out there. Gethin Jones, he's one of the presenters on the after show for Strictly and the One Show he presents. Judy Murray, Andy Murray's mum. There was Phil Daniels, the actor. Judy Love from Loose Women. You know, the list goes on. So they were great people, and you know, it'll be coming on this summer.
Really? I know you can't talk really about it at all. We will watch out for it, and I'll certainly be getting a hold of you after it to find out a little bit more about these culinary skills that you seem to have kept under a rock somewhere.
Well, we'll see whether they're still under the rock or whether They've found their way out.
Almar, great to hear you. You're back fighting fit once again and soon to be on our screens as well. We'll catch up with you again very, very soon. But in the meantime, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.